Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
I tell you what, when I came to Minnesota and moved to Cottage Grove, I did not know what to expect because I didn't know anybody out there. You know, our base is North Minneapolis. That's where our church is. That's where we were married. But, you know, we know that all things are not created equal here in Minnesota. And depending on your zip code, you may not have access to the things that you need for your family. And so when we moved back from Texas to the Twin Cities, we were looking for a neighborhood that had really good schools that focused on kids with autism because we were trying to get our kids healed. You know, our goal is that we don't want our kids to get help. We want them to get healed. And so we moved to Cottage Grove because Great Cloud Elementary had the autism program. And we saw our kids making great, great strides, right, in the program. And, you know, one of the first people to friend us and to become allies and advocates for our family was Carla Bingham. Now, at the time, she was our state senator and she had been a city council person. And now we are so blessed and honored to have her as our Washington County Commissioner in District 4. And she is joining us right now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. And I just cannot tell you what kind of value you have added to our family. Your family has become my family. Your mama's birthday was recently. I was like, I got to get to the store to give Mama Bingham a gift, girl. Because, look, we cannot. It's like, I feel like that's mama. Like, she is the whole mama of Washington County. I was like, no, ma'am, Mama Bingham's birthday cannot pass without me blessing her with something for her birthday.
And when I told her I'm talking to your friend Shaletta and my friend Shaletta this morning, she's like, you tell Shaletta good morning and hello and hope that she has a great weekend. She's super excited I was going to be on with you today talking about a wonderful program for the residents of Washington and Ramsey County. So.
And you know what? You have always pushed me outside of my comfort zone. Shaletta, advocate for yourself in your business. Shaletta, get those kids over here. Shaletta, are you showing up? I'm like, girl, look, I'm tired. You're like, no, come on, you can do it. And so, you know, here is one more program that you have told us about that is already blessing our family. I know, you know, for a lot of parents, especially those who have kids with special needs, we pack their lunches every morning, and nine times out of ten, that food is coming back. It is coming back. We will not be able to keep it. And I have been throwing it away. And you were like, no, girl, you got to get in on this food scraps program. Tell us all about the program.
So it's really, really unique. It's the only one in the state where the residents of Ramsey and Washington counties have this opportunity to recycle food scraps from your home. And what it is you can co-collect your food scraps. And really what it is, very simple, is you can visit foodscrappickup.com or contact our customer service line at 651-661-9393. And you sign up for your free bags. So everything is free here. And then what you do is you cook your food, you know, whatever you have left over, or if you bought too much and you forgot it was in the fridge, or you don't want those leftovers anymore, you put them in this bag that they send you, you tie a little knot in it, go throw it in your garbage container, along with all the rest of your garbage, and then it goes right in on the curb. So, like, it's co-collected, and then it gets shipped on down to the R&E Center, the Recycling and Energy Center there in Newport. And then we have these cool robots, Shaletta, that use AI technology to grab those bags, and then they get separated, and then we take them out to get composted, and then that compost is used really instead of, you know, those bad fertilizer pesticides that aren't really good for the environment. And they help our farmers. They help our community gardens, which you and I both know flourish out here in Cottage Grove. We've had events at our community garden. So, yeah, I mean, it's just really a good opportunity for our residents here in Washington and Ramsey. And not every community has them, and we could talk about that in a little bit. But it's just a wonderful program.
And I want folks to know they can go to, and this is where I got a lot of information, foodscrapspickup.com. That's where you can go to get more information. If you're online, if you're streaming the show right now, foodscrapspickup.com. And I tell you, it's a lot easier than I thought it would be. You know, I need to make sure we stress that because, you know, as parents with kids and you're trying to get the lunch in and you're trying to get the breakfast in and you're doing laundry and you got to go to work, you know, the last thing you want to do is one more thing. And that's what I was telling you. I was like, girl, I don't have time to do one more thing. I don't really, but the way it's all set up, it's just like, you know, you put the receptacle there, you've got the special trash bags, you make sure that the food goes in there. It's no different than, you know, you recycling your plastics and paper.
It's so efficient, and it has such a little impact on the current, like, waste hauling system, so you don't have to worry about, like another bin outside on the curb
or another
truck making damage on your street, or different things like that. So, I mean, it really is environmentally, you know, sound, and it's just very efficient. And then here's the other thing, you know, whether you live in an apartment building or whether you live in a single family home, everybody has access to this. So it's very equitable and everybody can do it because it all goes into the garbage area, not into a separate bin, you know, like we were saying, where you have to go put a separate container out by the curb.
And that is so important because a lot of times people in apartment complexes or in townhomes, you know, they're at the mercy of the people who run the place. And so they may want to recycle or they may want to do other programs, but they're not able to participate. And this program is really the great equalizer. And it is so this, you know, everybody wants to talk bad about AI, baby. AI has got this working. These robots are sniffing out these bags in regular trash and they are pulling them up. And it is like, wow.
And, you know, like, let's talk about why this is. Everybody's like, well, why should we do it? Why should we care about it? Well, you know what? Because food scraps is about 20% of our trash weight. And then we want to remove that out of our system, our land, our waste, our landfills and our waste system. Right. And we want to be able to get that out of that waste hierarchy and create value from it. And that value in this situation is the compost. Hopefully someday we're going to be able to create actual energy from it that reduces, you know, the greenhouse gas. But, you know, being able to take that material and turn it into a use and put that back in the soil instead of the pesticides and the, you know, all the other stuff that, as I said, is not good for us. I mean, this is a way to do that. So, and it just, it really, you know, helps us nutrients back into the ground that are healthier for us and reuse it.
Okay, now I got to take a quick commercial break, but when we come back, I've already got a couple of DMs from some folks in Cottage Grove who you know and love. And I'm like, wait a minute, what's going on? How can I start participating? We're going to tell people how they can sign up for this program when we come back. It is 1250. You are listening to News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. It's 1251. It's the Shaletta Show. I'm Shaletta Brundage. I'm the host of the show. And I don't know if y'all know this, but there is a Shaletta Day in Cottage Grove. It was one April day a couple years ago that I got a call to come down to City Hall. And I thought that it was because of the parking tickets that I had not paid. And so I literally told my kids, I was like, y'all don't come with me because I might be going to jail. So y'all stay home with your daddy. And so I got dressed and I went down to City Hall and Carla Bingham, Susan Kent, Kerry Dietzick, Mayor Myron, Justin Olson, Steve Dennis, they were all there and they were looking at me and smiling. I was like, how they gonna be smiling? They about to put me in jail for not paying these parking tickets. And what they knew that I didn't is Carla had cooked it up, and they had created Shaletta Day. And every year we celebrate Shaletta Day in the city of Cottage Grove. And they gave me this proclamation, and I was laughing and crying, and I was relieved that I didn't have to go to jail. I still had to pay my parking tickets, but it was just so beautiful that you did that for me, girl. And every year we celebrate, we have some cake. I make Justin Olson do some splits and twirl and flip around in the grass and stuff. But it was just so nice of you, girl. And you got the Golden Girls together. It was just a beautiful day.
Yeah, you know, it was fun, and I've never heard you scream so loud, and I think you maybe gave the police chief a little scare when you were screaming after you figured out what was happening, which is never a good thing to do, to scare the police chief. So, but yeah, what a great day, but so well deserved, with everything you do, giving back to our community and many communities and lifting people's voices up that maybe don't have access to things that they really should, and really the attention that they deserve for businesses or healthcare or many different things that you promote. So we just appreciate that, and you need to be highlighted for what you do for Minnesota and for our community. So it's really well deserved.
I just can't thank you for that and what you're doing, you know, for the community with this new food scraps program. I've gotten a couple of texts and emails from some folks and some DMs who live in Cottage Grove, because they've been hearing about the program. And like me, they have kids who bring 90% of their lunch back home. We've been throwing that away, and we could be putting that in the food scraps program. Yeah. We are cracking eggshells. We're peeling bananas. We're cutting the stems off strawberries. You know, these kids are spoiled now. They got us cutting the crust off the bread, and we've been throwing that away, and we should not be doing that. And so this new food scraps program that you are working to make sure to get the word out about, that we have in Washington County as well as Ramsey County, you know, the first in the state. Talk to me about how folks can sign up and participate.
So this program is available to folks in Washington County that live in the communities of Cottage Grove, St. Paul Park, Newport, Great Cloud Island, Landfall, Oakdale, Woodbury, and then also in Ramsey County and Maplewood and North St. Paul. The residents of the other communities we're going to be rolling out in phases over multiple years because of the machinery it relies on. So those that I just listed, all you have to do is visit foodscrapspickup.com, and you can just tippity-tap on the computer there, put your address in, and start your account, and they will send you a nice box of a year's worth of supply of free bags. Again, I'm saying this is free to participate in. And then if you want to call, we have a 24/7 customer service line at 651-661-9393. And so those are the two ways to be able to participate for residents in those communities. And we also have a customer service line and websites that are available in multiple language, English, Spanish, Hmong, Karen, Oromo, and Somali. So we're really reaching out to our diverse. Yeah, we have a very diverse, these counties are very, very diverse. You know, Washington County is very diverse. Cottage Grove is over 20% diversity in our residents, and Woodbury, I believe, is even higher. So, I mean, we're really making sure that these services we provide are being able to be culturally relevant, so that they can understand the services that are available to them, so that they're utilized, because that's the point. Got to utilize the services that are available.
And it's so important that people feel like what is happening is relevant to them. You know, when you make things available in different languages, people say, this program is for me. It's not just for them. Yep. And you have just been such a champion of being inclusive about everything and making everyone feel like they're a part of the solution, so that we don't have a problem of folks saying, well, that's not for me. I can't participate. And I just appreciate you doing that.
Yep. And that's the point of being part of a community, because we got to represent all people. And, we got to make sure that the services that our government provides works for all people. So, I mean, that is what we're working on here in Washington County, Ramsey County, and we're partnering, and we're making things efficient and effective and really helping in this situation, really focused on reducing that waste stream and helping the environment and really making things efficient for our residents here through our food scrap recovery program.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show. I know it's Saturday.
Thank you for
I know
having
you got
me.
Lots of stuff to do. You and Boo and the dogs and Mama Nim. Y'all always doing something. Let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you something right now, Carla Bingham. You let me miss a meat raffle, and we are going to have some furniture moving. I have never been to a meat raffle before, and you and Mama Bingham are always somewhere, and there's a meat raffle going on. I need a meat raffle in my life.
Well,
I got to get me a meat raffle.
In November, there's a meat raffle for the St. Paul Park Fire Department. But I'm telling you, Mama Bingham, I don't know what she does. If she wins, I don't know. If she's spending my inheritance. Like, there's no tomorrow. She's spending my inheritance if she's just winning meat. I'm going to win. I'm going to be throwing a steak on the grill after Mama Bingham closes her eyes. Be like, this one's for you, Mama Bingham, because that's all I'm going to have.
Baby.
Steaks. So
that's it. That's that's your heritage right there.
That's
the bunch, a bunch of frozen
right
steaks. A bunch of frozen steaks. Don't let me miss it. I want to be there because I want to be with her because I know she's a winner. And I'm a winner because you're my friend. And I thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Shaletta.
All right. Talk soon. All right. And you all don't go anywhere. We've got more to come on the Shaletta Show. We'll be right back. I tell you what, when I came to Minnesota and moved to Cottage Grove, I did not know what to expect because I didn't know anybody out there. You know, our base is North Minneapolis. That's where our church is. That's where we were married. But, you know, we know that all things are not created equal here in Minnesota. And depending on your zip code, you may not have access to the things that you need for your family. And so when we moved back from Texas to the Twin Cities, we were looking for a neighborhood that had really good schools that focused on kids with autism because we were trying to get our kids healed. You know, our goal is that we don't want our kids to get help. We want them to get healed. And so we moved to Cottage Grove because Great Cloud Elementary had the autism program, and we saw our kids making great, great strides, right, in the program. And, you know, one of the first people to friend us and to become allies and advocates for our family was Carla Bingham. Now, at the time, she was our state senator, and she had been a city council person, and now we are so blessed and honored to have her as our Washington County Commissioner in District 4. And she is joining us right now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. And I just cannot tell you what kind of value you have added to our family. Your family has become my family. Your mama's birthday was recently. I was like, I got to get to the store to give Mama Bingham a gift, girl. Because, look, we cannot. It's like, I feel like that's mama. Like, she is the whole mama of Washington County. I was like, no, ma'am, Mama Bingham's birthday cannot pass without me blessing her with something for her birthday.
And when I told her I'm talking to your friend Shaletta and my friend Shaletta this morning, she's like, you tell Shaletta good morning and hello and hope that she has a great weekend. She's super excited I was going to be on with you today talking about a wonderful program for the residents of Washington and Ramsey County. So,
and you know what? You have always pushed me outside of my comfort zone. Shaletta, advocate for yourself in your business. Shaletta, get those kids over here. Shaletta, are you showing up? I'm like, girl, look, I'm tired. You're like, no, come on, you can do it. And so, you know, here is one more program that you have told us about that is already blessing our family. I know, you know, for a lot of parents, especially those who have kids with special needs, we pack their lunches every morning, and nine times out of ten, that food is coming back.
It is coming back.
We will not be able to keep it. And I had been throwing it away, and you were like, no, girl, you got to get in on this food scraps program. Tell us all about the program.
So it's really, really unique. It's the only one in the state where the residents of Ramsey and Washington counties have this opportunity to recycle food scraps from your home. And what it is you can co-collect your food scraps. And really what it is, it's very simple, is you can visit foodscrappickup.com or contact our customer service line at 651-661-9393, and you sign up for your free bags. So everything is free here. And then what you do is you cook your food, you know, whatever you have left over, or if you bought too much and you forgot it was in the fridge, or you don't want those leftovers anymore, you put them in this bag that they send you. You tie a little knot in it, go throw it in your garbage container along with all the rest of your garbage, and then it goes right in on the curb. So, like, it's co-collected, and then it gets shipped on down to the R&E Center, the Recycling and Energy Center there in Newport. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then we have these cool robots, Shaletta, that use AI technology to grab those bags, and then they get separated. And then we take them out to get composted, and then that compost is used really instead of, you know, those bad fertilizer pesticides that aren't really good for the environment. And they help our farmers, they help our community gardens, which you and I both know flourish out here in Cottage Grove. We've had events at our community garden. So, yeah, I mean, it's just really a good opportunity for our residents here in Washington and Ramsey. And not every community has them, and we could talk about that in a little bit. But it's just a wonderful program.
And I want folks to know they can go to, and this is where I got a lot of information, foodscrappickup.com. That's where you can go to get more information. If you're online, if you're streaming the show right now, foodscrappickup.com. And I tell you, it's a lot easier than I thought it would be. You know, I need to make sure we stress that because, you know, as parents with kids and you're trying to get the lunch in and you're trying to get the breakfast in and you're doing laundry and you got to go to work, you know, the last thing you want to do is one more thing. And that's what I was telling you. I was like, girl, I don't have time to do one more thing. I don't really, but right. The way it's all set up, it's just like, you know, you put the receptacle there, you've got the special trash bags, you make sure that the food goes in there. It's no different than, you know, you recycling your plastics and paper.
It's so efficient, and it has such a little impact on the current, like, waste hauling system. So you don't have to worry about, like another bin outside on the curb
or another
truck making damage on your street or different things like that. So, I mean, it really is environmentally, you know, sound, and it's just very efficient. And then here's the other thing, you know, whether you live in an apartment building or whether you live in a single family home, everybody has access to this. So it's very equitable and everybody can do it because it all goes into the garbage area, not into a separate bin, you know, like we were saying, where you have to go put a separate container out by the curb.
And that is so important because a lot of times people in apartment complexes or in townhomes, you know, they're at the mercy of the people who run the place. And so they may want to recycle or they may want to do other programs, but they're not able to participate. And this program is really the great equalizer. And it is so this, you know, everybody wants to talk bad about AI, baby. AI has got this working. These robots are sniffing out these bags in regular trash and they are pulling them up. And it is like, wow.
And you know, like, let's talk about why this is. Everybody's like, well, why should we do it? Why should we care about it? Well, you know what? Because food scraps is about 20% of our trash weight. And then we want to remove that out of our system, our land, our waste, our landfills and our waste system, right? And we want to be able to get that out of that waste hierarchy and create value from it. And that value in this situation is the compost. Hopefully someday we're going to be able to create actual energy from it that reduces, you know, the greenhouse gas. But, you know, being able to take that material and turn it into a use and put that back in the soil instead of the pesticides and the, you know, all the other stuff that, as I said, is not good for us. I mean, this is a way to do that. So, and it just, it really, you know, helps us nutrients back into the ground that are healthier for us and reuse it.
Okay, now I got to take a quick commercial break, but when we come back, I've already got a couple of DMs from some folks in Cottage Grove who you know and love. And I'm like, wait a minute, what's going on? How can I start participating? We're going to tell people how they can sign up for this program when we come back. It is 1250. You are listening to News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. It's 1251. It's the Shaletta Show. I'm Shaletta Brundage. I'm the host of the show. And I don't know if y'all know this, but there is a Shaletta Day in Cottage Grove. It was one April day a couple years ago that I got a call to come down to City Hall. And I thought that it was because of the parking tickets that I had not paid. And so I literally told my kids, I was like, y'all don't come with me because I might be going to jail. So y'all stay home with your daddy. And so I got dressed and I went down to City Hall, and Carla Bingham, Susan Kent, Carrie Dietzick, Mayor Myron, Justin Olson, Steve Dennis, they were all there and they were looking at me and smiling. I was like, how they gonna be smiling? They about to put me in jail for not paying these parking tickets. And what they knew that I didn't is Carla had cooked it up, and they had created Shaletta Day. And every year we celebrate Shaletta Day in the city of Cottage Grove. And they gave me this proclamation, and I was laughing and crying, and I was relieved that I didn't have to go to jail. I still had to pay my parking tickets, but it was just so beautiful that you did that for me, girl. And every year we celebrate, we have some cake. I make Justin Awesome do some splits and twirl and flip around in the grass and stuff. But it was just so nice of you, girl. And you got the Golden Girls together. It was just a beautiful day.
Yeah, you know, it was fun, and I've never heard you scream so loud, and I think you maybe gave the police chief a little scare when you were screaming after you figured out what was happening, which is never a good thing to do, to scare the police chief. So, but yeah, what a great day, but so well-deserved with everything you do, giving back to our community and many communities and lifting people's voices up that maybe don't have access to things that they really should, and really the attention that they deserve for businesses or healthcare or many different things that you promote. So we just appreciate that, and you need to be highlighted for what you do for Minnesota and for our community. So it's really well deserved.
I just can't thank you for that and what you're doing, you know, for the community with this new food scraps program. I've gotten a couple of texts and emails from some folks and some DMs who live in Cottage Grove, because they've been hearing about the program. And like me, they have kids who bring 90% of their lunch back home. We've been throwing that away, and we could be putting that in the food scraps program. Yep. We are cracking eggshells. We're peeling bananas. We're cutting the stems off strawberries. You know, these kids are spoiled now. They got us cutting the crust off the bread, and we've been throwing that away, and we should not be doing that. And so this new food scraps program that you are working to make sure to get the word out about, that we have in Washington County as well as Ramsey County, you know, the first in the state. Talk to me about how folks can sign up and participate.
So this program is available to folks in Washington County that live in the communities of Cottage Grove, St. Paul Park, Newport, Great Cloud Island, Landfall, Oakdale, Woodbury, and then also in Ramsey County and Maplewood and North St. Paul. The residents of the other communities, we're going to be rolling out in phases over multiple years because of the machinery it relies on. So those that I just listed, all you have to do is visit foodscrapspickup.com, and you can just tippity-tap on the computer there, put your address in, and start your account, and they will send you a nice box of a year's worth of supply of free bags. Again, I'm saying this is free to participate in. And then if you want to call, we have a 24/7 customer service line at 651-661-9393. And so those are the two ways to be able to participate for residents in those communities. And we also have a customer service line and websites that are available in multiple language, English, Spanish, Hmong, Karen, Oromo, and Somali. So we're really reaching out to our diverse. Yeah, we have a very diverse these counties are very, very diverse. You know, Washington yes. County is very diverse. Cottage Grove is over 20% diversity in our residents. And Woodbury, I believe, is even higher. So, I mean, we're really making sure that these services we provide are being able to be culturally relevant so that they can understand the services that are available to them so that they're utilized, because that's the point. Got to utilize the services that are available.
And it's so important that people feel like what is happening is relevant to them. You know, yes, when you make absolutely. Things available in different languages, people say this program is for me. It's not just for them. Yes. And you have just been such a champion of being inclusive about everything and making yes. everyone feel like they're a part of the solution, so that we don't have a problem of folks saying, well, that's not for me. I can't participate. And I just appreciate you doing that.
Yep. And that's the point of being part of a community, because we got to represent all people. And, we got to make sure that the services that our government provides works for all people. So, I mean, that is what we're working on here in Washington County, Ramsey County, and we're partnering and we're making things efficient and effective and really helping in this situation, really focused on reducing that waste stream and helping the environment and really making things efficient for our residents here through our food scrap recovery program.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show. I know it's Saturday.
Thank you for
I know
having
you got
me.
Lots of stuff to do. You and Boo and the dogs and Mama Nim. y'all always doing something. Let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you something right now, Carla Bingham. You let me miss a meat raffle and we are going to have some furniture moving. I have never been to a meat raffle before, and you and Mama Bingham are always somewhere, and there's a meat raffle going on. I need a meat raffle in my life.
Well,
I got to get me a meat raffle.
In November, there's a meat raffle for the St. Paul Park Fire Department. But I'm telling you, Mama Bingham, I don't know what she does, but she wins. I don't know if she's spending my inheritance. Like, there's no tomorrow. She's spending my inheritance, and she's just winning meat. I'm going to win. I'm going to be throwing a steak on the grill after Mama Bingham closes her eyes. Be like, this one's for you, Mama Bingham, because that's all I'm going to have.
Baby!
Steaks. So
that's it. That's that's your heritage right there.
That's
a bunch of frozen
right there,
steaks. A bunch of frozen steaks. Don't let me... miss it. I want to be there because I want to be with her, because I know she's a winner and I'm a winner because you're my friend, and I thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Shaletta.
All right, talk soon. All right, and you all don't go anywhere. We've got more to come on the Shaletta Show. We'll be right back.